What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, 8:50, 10 till 9, quickly to Norma Jean Matei. Dr. Norma Jean Matei, Professor of Engineering at UNO, past president of the American Society of Civil Engineers. How are you, Prof?
I am doing well. How about you, Tommy?
I'm all right. I'm looking at this story. Over 1,500 bridges out of 12,000 in Louisiana classified as poor condition, according to the Federal Highway Administration. What does that say to you? Does that get your eyebrows up? Does that make you worried?
Well, actually, it has me worried less than before. So a few years back, we had more bridges that across the nation that were in poor condition, and we've made significant progress. So each of the departments of transportation of the states have really focused efforts on getting their stable of bridges, all of those bridge assets, from poor condition into a fair designation. And so we still have work to do, but we're going in the right direction, I think, both as a state, Louisiana, and then also nationally.
Does poor mean imminent collapse or not necessarily?
That's a good question, but no, it does not. So it depends. So each good, fair, and poor, it's a range. Mm-hmm. So within poor, you can have bridges that, yeah, you got some damage here, or you've got some deterioration or corrosion, and it needs to be addressed now. And then you could have bridges that they're in such poor condition that they no longer can carry the loads, the heavyweight trucks, and so they'll be posted so that they can safely carry vehicular traffic, passenger cars, but not heavy loads. And then you'll have some bridges where they're just in such poor shape that they will be taken out of service and until they can be repaired or replaced. And so that's the range of bridges in the poor condition.
I was thinking about Nudie yesterday. I passed a church and they were doing some repairs, not because of church, but because of you coming on about this. And I was thinking about the engineering aspect of people don't realize that when you build something, you need to budget in, you need to factor in maintenance. Is that something
right.
that people
and,
often lose sight of?
Yeah, even the people that, like me, the engineers, we really aren't that good at putting together a program where not just putting the whatever it is, a bridge, in place and in service, but once you get it in service, if you can keep it in good condition, it's going to last a long time. But if you start letting it slip, just like your automobile, if you stop putting oil in it, pretty soon you're going to ruin that asset. You're going to need a new vehicle if you take it that far. And same with bridges. Same with bridges. Okay. And we're not that good at putting aside those funds that you could use every year to keep those bridges in good or fair condition.
Is that we as a state or we as a country?
We as a country. Probably we as a world.
Yeah, pretty much. I hate to say it, but it's human nature, really. I think it is kind of where you want it. But, you know, it's like Norma Jean, as a young homeowner, I used to cut the grass on Saturday, and I would think that there would be one time where it would finally all be over with. And then I realized it's never over because it's an ongoing maintenance routine, right?
Right. Yeah, it's just something that you're going to have to suck up and do.
Did anything about this report get your attention specifically about any one bridge or anything?
No, I think that we've got a good handle on our poor bridges. They know they've got them prioritized, and as funding becomes available, they'll be able to attack those that make the most where it makes the most sense. And that can be a combination of it's in poor condition, it's in a route where this is really necessary for movement of say if it's in a farming community, you really want those bridges available for when harvest season comes around.
Thank you, Norma Jean. Appreciate it. As always, Norma Jean Matei, Professor of Engineering at UNO, my alma mater, past president of the American Society of Civil Engineers. We'll talk to Jason Williams next hour, 8:54, time for traffic, WWL.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.